No university. We have to remind each other that change requires that you and I grow. That we grow in strength. That we grow in experience. That we grow in knowledge. That we grow in wisdom. That we grow in foresight. That we grow all the way up. We can't afford universities. We don't even have the time. We don't really want to graduate from Brown or Harvard or Yale. What we really want is to spend a semester at each, and for our hard-earned wisdom to count as much as their curriculum or GPA. It would be nice to give a graduation speech, but it wouldn't last very long. Everyone is so busy on that day. And what a drop in the ocean a few years will seem come our golden age of wisdom. We have to be heard beyond a mere graduation speech. We have to learn far beyond anything a class can teach us. No, we can't afford to be students. Not for a semester, not for a day. Because we are born at a gallop and onward to become an unstoppable force of nature and change. Meaningful. Change. That means your little high school poetry book makes it into the back pocket of every high school troublemaker and dropout. And they will rely on your down-to-earth greatness and your unlimited, unconfined, hard-earned wisdom to get through their nights and to cross to the hills and to begin their unlimited journey to their mountaintops. There isn't time for classroom experience. There is only time for wisdom, love, and meaningful contributions. Every new intellectual, each new dreamer, poet, writer, or orator hoping to help the world grow needs a far greater audience and a greater runway for a greater wisdom than any university can provide. The changes cannot come from the policymakers, or impressive dignitaries, or inspired professors. They can only come from deep within each and every human being alive today, and all those that are yet to come, standing on their own in relentless pursuit of excellence and wisdom, not grades. We don't need more laws, more prisons, talking heads, and deans. We need to take to the audiobooks, video lectures, the internet, and learn at a speed far greater than any curriculum can offer. Begin recording your first audiobook. Listen to what you know, and where you need to know more. Pull yourself up by your own shoelaces. Let unrestrained education take over. Wisdom graded by the lives you touch, by the disasters you avert, by the wisdom you share. Let us set fairy tales aside. And let us accept responsibility for our own education. and encouraging all we meet to do the same. There cannot be a greater brand name than a wise humanity. The world needs our help. It is a call far beyond what universities can point us towards to. The world needs all the humans to graduate. Every one of us, from the upcoming politicians with their overinflated campaigns and research that relies on low education and short foresight of the voter, to those of us who didn't want to go to MIT or Harvard because we felt it would only hold us back, if not downright break our heart. Universities are little promises meant for a smaller and happier world. The world of today is far too big to be moved by mere graduates. Even if it was all the universities trying all at once, it would not be enough. Every human being requires an outstanding education, one that empowers them to stand up against all the wrong in the world today, with the light of intellectual inheritance worthy of the noblest independent human, and the light they themselves bring to the world, come their golden age of wisdom. My dear reader, may you learn and piece together so much wisdom as to ignite a light so powerful that each and every child in the world, from across all political borders and language barriers, will visit you and listen and grow in wisdom from your lesson and enlightenment. Let us part with the idea of an exclusive university and brand name education, whatever that is, and take to every book worthy of each of us, and learn more and faster and greater lessons than can be taught outside in. Because today's challenges are greater than the solutions that anyone in particular can bring. The solution is in all of us, reaching and mastering knowledge and wisdom one by one. The protection of the younger generations from war, poverty, and greed is the first and foremost, and must come as a result of a wiser, united humanity. World peace and human rights are close second. The human mind and life is too sacred for fairy tales of exclusive education. Do not wait to be taught. Learn and learn to no end in sight. And when you know enough, share and teach. And may each human being grow to know that wisdom, growing all the way up, greatness, is neither optional nor meant for the lucky few. Let us accept the responsibility for outstanding self-education, because for the world to grow, it is either all of us or none.